to all the solopreneurs, startup and small business owners. Cheers to you. Those with the courage to set out with an idea and bring it into reality. Maybe very quickly you realize that running a business takes all kinds of skills. Many you have, but maybe some you don't. The Good for Business show is designed to help your business grow by having fun but valuable conversations with the best industry leaders across sales, marketing, content creation, and mindset. So let's get into this week's conversation with your host, Michelle J. Raymond.
Michelle, will you please introduce yourself to the audience and let's kick the session off.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to everyone about my favorite topic, and it's starting to change on LinkedIn. It's really great that we're having these conversations. I'm Michelle J. Raymond. If you can't pick my accent, I'm based down here in Sydney, Australia. I've been working in sales for around 20 years. The last 8 of those, I was using LinkedIn for social selling. The reason that I got into it is, and I don't know if anyone else can relate, I turned up to my job. It was a new sales role in a different industry. I said to them, "What do we sell?" Pretty standard question. And I said, "Is it on the website?" And they said, "No." And I said, "Oh, maybe you've got an old school catalog. I'll go and have a look at that, or a brochure." And they said, "Sorry, Michelle, we sell 10,000 different products. By the time we finish those things, we'd have to start again. But how do we reach our clients and customers?" And they said, "Michelle, that's your job." And I said, "But 10,000 products versus 80 customers in Sydney traffic, I've got no chance." I had to find a new way to find clients and reach out and try and communicate my message to more people. So I developed a strategy around doing that and got really good at it. I come from chemical space in the beauty industry. I leveraged the power of LinkedIn to generate sales. And I am someone that literally got a $2 million deal just by doing a post at the right time, at the right place, and having the right network. I love LinkedIn. I especially love LinkedIn company pages, which is what I'm best known for. I love sharing how startups can really utilize company pages as part of their marketing efforts in the beginning and how that will pay off for them as time goes on. So looking forward to answering questions and sharing what I've learned in my journey as a startup over the last 18 months as I, you know, change careers. If I can share some of that knowledge with other people, then that would be amazing. So thanks again, Sheldon and Anoop, and ready to answer your questions.
Thanks, Michelle. So let's start right at the very beginning. What is a company page and why should we use the company page? Why should we bother about company pages on LinkedIn?
Yeah, really great question. I love that we're starting there. It might sound silly, but many new people on LinkedIn don't even know company pages exist. I put that back on LinkedIn because it's actually quite tricky to find how you set up a new company page. What happens is quite often we see people setting up 2 profiles, which are just for personal. To distinguish the two, your personal profile is all just about you personally, your personal work experiences, interests, your things along those lines. Then we have company pages, which are set up to represent businesses on LinkedIn. Now, the two of them have lots of things that are similar. So you can create content, they have banners, about sections, and then there's quite a few things that make them different. One of the reasons that you would want one is, number one, as a business, it's really important to make sure that we're not invisible. It's 2022. There's not really any reason for a business to be invisible these days. And it might seems silly, but there are still people that think that it's not really that important. I'm here to say if your client is a B2B, another business, then you need to make sure that your company is represented on LinkedIn. The good part about it is the more that you do on your LinkedIn company page, it's going to show up on Google search results. And that's going to help to build credibility around your business, which is really important when you're first starting out. You're going to want to start when you're just setting up your business because it's going to take a while to build things up. For me personally, if you're a startup that is, you know, like self-funded, one of the ways and reasons that I really love company pages is you can use that as a mini website. The cool part is it's totally free. It only takes you at worst 30 minutes to set it up at a basic level. And from there, you can just create content and it's dynamic. It can follow your story as you grow. It can change. And you can do that all yourself without having to get other people to help you. They're some of my favorite reasons, but building up a company brand is the most important reason that you would need a company page.
Great. I have a company page. I set up my company page. Now, how do I get people to follow that company page?
So this is the great, you know, thing about company pages is just like on your personal profile, you can build up an audience and build up a followers. Now, there's a couple of ways that we can do that. One of them is different to your personal profile. Each month, the LinkedIn pages team gives every company page a minimum of 100 invite credits. An invite credit allows you to invite your personal connections to come and follow the company page. When you send out one credit and somebody accepts, you get a credit back again. If you already have an existing company page, I would highly recommend that you go in and go into the page admin view. On the right-hand side, there's a button that says Grow Your Followers. And just underneath that, it will say Invite Connections. I really encourage people to use them. I encourage people to use the filters when you go in there. Because what I want you to think about on a company page is that it's built around your particular area of knowledge. So your niche, your topic, your expertise for your business, that's what we're looking to build. So if you look at my personal profile, for instance, I've got, I think it's around 7,500 connections or followers. On my company page, I only have around 1,500. So people often say to me, Michelle, why would I bother? Now, the difference is if you go onto my personal profile, here's the problem that I had. I shared earlier that I built up my LinkedIn connections on my former sales roles in a completely different industry. I'm going to guess at least 4,500 of my personal connections closely tied to the chemical industry and beauty industry specifically. They're not actually my target audience anymore. So I'm going through a process on my personal profile to actually build up a new community. On the other side of things, if you come across onto my company page, I have around 1,500 followers on that page, which isn't a lot. But at the same time, I know that people come to my company page called Good Trading Co. if they actually want to know about anything to do with company pages. And so for me, I know that they're most likely to buy some of my services or be interested. Building up your connections by using the invites each month, if you don't use them, you lose them. So other easy ways that you can do it is on your email signature. Just let people know that you've got a company page that they can come and follow, or on your website if you have one. Again, just making it visible so other people can see it. If you're wondering how many followers or connections do I need to aim for, the magic number that we use in Business Gold when we wrote the book is actually around 500 followers. And the reason that we chose that, if you grow your page, most pages will grow, I'm going to say around 60 followers per month. So when you get to 500, you've been growing over between 6 and 9 months, roughly. You've learned what your audience likes. You get better at creating things. You start to get enough people interested in your content, and then that attracts more people. And so that's some of the strategies that I would say to people. So make sure you promote it in other channels. Make sure you use your invite credits each month and make sure that you've got good content that gets out there so people will not just follow your page, but actually get value from it. Ultimately, we want them to buy from us.
Thanks, Michelle. Any questions from you?
Michelle, I'm really interested to know the story of how the book came about. I'm reading your book, by the way.
I love it. Thank you so much for your support. I love telling this story because this story of how Business Gold came about is actually the power of commenting on LinkedIn. You hear people talk about, make sure you go and comment on other people's stuff. That's important just as much if you don't like creating content. And here's how the story goes. So back at the start of last year, I started talking about company pages. And the truth is, I started talking about them because I realized nobody else was. But what that actually meant was I was standalone out there in the wilderness by myself. And so there was a lot of posts that would happen back in January that would say how bad company pages were and they were a waste of time and why would anyone bother? And so I saw a post which went along those lines, and it's actually from a friend of mine, Michael, that's over in Vienna. And he said to, you know, Michelle, they're rubbish. And we had a exchange where I said, no, this is why I think they can work. And in that conversation, a guy called Veertek, who hosts a podcast based out of Dubai, saw the comments and the conversation. He reached out to connect with me and he said, Michelle, no one else is talking about company pages. Are you like a little bit crazy or are you onto something? And I said, oh, look, at that time, I wasn't sure. And so he said, would you mind coming on my podcast? I said, well, okay, at this stage, I'd never really been on one before. And so we went on there and we had a great discussion about how I thought company pages could really help businesses grow. Did I know that listening into that podcast was a New Zealand LinkedIn expert, Lynette Johnston, and she's written a book called Linkability, which is how to, you know, do basically the personal side of your LinkedIn. She reached out to me. She said, Michelle, I've got something crazy to say. Keep in mind, we'd been speaking for 15 minutes only. She said, would you like to write a book with me? My jaw dropped. I said, I've never written a book before. She said, I know how to write a book, company pages, and I've wanted to write one. We realized that no one else had ever written a book on company pages. You can find lots of books on social selling. You can find them on how to do a profile, lots of other how to get the most out of LinkedIn from a personal perspective. But no one had written one on company pages. So we set out to write Business Gold last year, which is about building awareness, authority, and advantage with LinkedIn company pages. And it's been a huge success and I'm really proud of it. And I appreciate the people like yourself who've bought a copy and supported it anew.
So you start with comments and that gets noticed by somebody who's running a podcast.
Yep.
So you go to a podcast and the podcast is heard by somebody who's written books about LinkedIn and she considers you an expert and reaches out.
What I love about writing the book with Lynette is we were able to collaborate. So yes, in some ways we compete. We both offer LinkedIn training services and some company page crossover. But the book was better because we were different, because we had complementary skills and that we brought the best out in each other. So that's actually the cool part that just started from having my own opinion, building up my thought leadership around my particular topic, which is company pages. I always encourage anybody that's listening in today, pick your topic and just keep talking about it. Be the one person that when people think of things, they think of you for that particular topic. So yeah, the power of comments. Don't underestimate just how powerful they are.
Couple of questions about the company pages themselves as well as commenting. Now, we have a company page. What we notice is, LinkedIn has this weird habit of sending you notifications, you know, and all kinds of strange notifications. But these notifications of late, I'm noticing, go comment underneath this post as your company.
Just think of it as every time you comment as your company, you leave a little signpost for other people to think of your company when they have the problem that you solve. And so there's a couple of things that I would say. It's not particularly easy to comment as a company page on LinkedIn. So if your company page is tagged in a post, you can. If your company page, each company page is allowed to track 3 hashtags and you can easily comment on posts that include those hashtags. Outside of that, I use the Chrome plugin, which allows me to comment easily as, you know, company pages. Now, the warning that I have for people, yes, it's great that you can go out and you can put your little signpost out that says, for me, it's good trading code. And I want people to think of my business if it's a LinkedIn company page question. The problem that I have is if I go out and I just put my little signpost everywhere on so many different posts, and I don't remember where I did it, LinkedIn doesn't notify you just yet to say you've had a response to that comment that you've left. So if you've offered some really great commentary and someone responds and maybe asks you a question, so they go, oh, that sounds great. A good trading code. When's your next training, for instance? And I don't get notified, then what do you think happens? I don't respond. And if you don't respond, people then go, well, that's a bit rude. This is one of the reasons that I say, be careful where you do it. There are the great, but at the same time, that's the one danger.
You mentioned a Google Chrome plugin. Which one is it?
This is called Link Company Page Interactor. All it does is makes it easy for you to, if you have multiple company pages that you manage, most of them make that, you know, a little bit easier as well. I've been using it for a long time. It's not LinkedIn automation. If people have concerns about using plugins, that they're concerned they're going to lose their account, you know, or go to LinkedIn jail because you're breaking the terms and conditions, don't worry about that. It's not automation. You still have to do everything manually. I highly recommend that particular plugin that makes life easier.
Great. Here's a question, Michelle. Are there any strategies that you can recommend people follow to grow that company page that they have on two notes? One as an organization where you have multiple employees, and the second as an individual who's running probably a service kind of an organization and is a single person, and they also have a company page.
Each of them, whilst they're different businesses, what I love about LinkedIn company pages, if I am someone that's just starting up my business and maybe I work from home from my spare bedroom, which is putting my hand up here myself, or if I'm Netflix or Microsoft or Google, if you go onto LinkedIn and set up your company page, guess what? You get the same banner size, the same number of characters, the same headline space. So it's actually a really great place where the size of your business doesn't really matter. You don't have to pay to compete with these bigger guys. Now, when you're going to set it up, there's a couple of things that I would say. If you're really busy and don't have the time or the energy or the resources to actually put a lot into your company page, even if you're a one-man band, what I would say to you is go and set up the company page. As I said, it's free. Takes, you know, less than 30 minutes. And then you can go back to your work experience on your personal profile and link that company page back again. Now, why you do this is it makes you more trustworthy. So if you don't have a direct link to a properly set up company page, it can cast doubt in people's minds that is it a real company that you work for? It makes your profile look more professional. It makes your business look more trustworthy, especially in an online world. If you don't, when you're starting out, have much time, you could just do one post that says, you won't find me very often over on my company page. Come and find me and just tell them wherever that is. Maybe leave your email address or maybe leave your profile link. So that's one of the things if you're very right at the very beginning. If you are a little bit more down the track and you've got things are set up and you've got some time, then what we start to look at is how can you use your company brand to build up your personal brand? So I've mentioned just before that I've worked in sales, and people often say people like to do business with people. And I absolutely agree with that. But there's a couple of things I want people to think about. If I am an amazing salesperson, which I like to think that I am, and I build lots of great relationships, if my products and services that are behind me in my company don't deliver on the promises that I make as a person, then you will lose business and it'll be very hard to find new business. At the same time, if you've got really great products and services, and then you've got the person selling it who is not very good and doesn't represent your company, it falls over that way as well. Here's what I do. I use my company page, so Good Trading Co., to build up my personal brand, Michelle J. Raymond. And then I use Michelle J. Raymond to build up my company brand. Now, how do I do things like that? So this is one of the, you know, tricks to help grow your page as well that I use pretty frequently. I would say 3 to 4 out of 5 posts, I will always on my personal profile, because it gets seen by more people, put a note that says, follow at Good Trading Co. So I want people to follow my company page. I don't encourage people to follow my personal hashtag. Now, for other people, that may not be a strategy that works for them. But for me, I want people to come to my company page so I can invite them to events, so that I can run all of the analytics. If I want to later on, I can work out if I want to do any paid strategies. That's not my area of expertise, but if I want to, I can go down that path. So as you get bigger, it then becomes around how much time you can give to create some content. So people would say to me, Michelle, how many times should I be posting on my company page if I'm only one person in my business or I'm a very small team? The couple of things that I want you to think about if you're a business owner listening in, I want you to think about how often can you post on a consistent basis over a long period of time. Now, nothing I'm talking about here today is going to generate a win for you tomorrow. Okay. Mostly to put you in the right frame of mind, 6 to 12 months minimum is what I'm asking people to set the time frame. You might pick up something earlier. I'd be super excited if you do. But what happens is most people give up too early. So they go out really hard, post lots of stuff really early on, and then they just disappear because they get worn out. You don't get as many likes and comments as what you do over on a personal page. And then people say they don't work. What I'm saying to you is they do, they just work in a different way and often a slower way than what you'll do. But once it's built, it's an asset for your business for a long time. If you're anyone that plans on having more employees, so if your plan is to grow your business, here's what I love. You can assign somebody else very easily as a page administrator to help you with that workload to create content. You can also outsource it to companies like myself, where we can easily manage your page. Now, why do I say this? Because you can't do that as per the LinkedIn term user agreement, you can't do that on a personal profile. I can't log in and pretend I'm you. That's one of the advantages. Also, if you plan on selling your business, so if you're somebody that's building a business to be able to sell it later on, having a really strong social following is seen as an asset. You can then transfer ownership of that page to the new business owners. And so there's lots of like little advantages like that, that I think people, if you just look at company pages and say, Michelle, they don't get views and likes as much as a personal profile. Yeah, absolutely. You won't get any argument from me, but you need to look at them in different ways because they're not designed to be the same. And the more that you use it in combination, you'll hear me often say, it's the power of 1 + 1 = 3. It's the synergy that you can get between using them both to help each other, which is how your business will grow. I know that was a pretty long answer, Anoop, but there's just so like a lot to cover with this one.
Continuing on that question, as you rightly said, it's probably a bigger topic, but a more specific kind of a question. I was speaking with one of my clients today and he asked, the problem is a small company, the CEO of the company is pretty much everything inside the company and the others are probably very junior employees. This question is, hey, I'm the expert here. Do I use my personal profile to put out my posts or should I use my company page?
Great working example. And because that's the reality of a lot of businesses. It becomes about the time that you can give and the reward. If you're just starting out, I don't want people to be creating content all day, you know, every day on their company page. It would be a waste of time. To put it in perspective, when people pay me to manage their pages, we still only do it 3 days per week. That's maximum that you need on a company page. If you can do more, that's great. If you can only do one post every 2 weeks, one post every month, then start with that. Just don't leave it as a ghost town, because when someone goes and does their research because they liked you on your personal profile and they start to go, that sounds really interesting. If they then click on your company to find out more about the company and they find nothing, it just leaves, is this real? And a little bit of doubt. So anything that you can do to remove that doubt and build the know, like, and trust that we often talk about as social media marketers is that it's really removing those barriers for people to trust us. How would I help your CEO to be able to manage everything? Because I absolutely understand trying to be everywhere. One of the things that I would say, if you don't like writing or you don't like particularly creating content, but you spend a lot of time maybe researching things in your industry through news articles, industry publications, anywhere that you're browsing the internet, if you read something and you think to yourself, I really like that's really what's going on in my industry right now, then don't be afraid to share that link as a post on your company page and then add your thoughts about why you found that article interesting. I often find that's easier for people to get started than trying to create posts from scratch. If you're not used to writing content, people may not have the confidence or the skills, or I have people that get anxiety around it or confident because English is their second language. There can be so many reasons why creating content can be a scary thing for most people. For me personally, if you read something and you find it interesting, share it on your company page and just leave a trail there that says, I know what's going on in my industry. It comes down to how much they can manage, because I don't want them to burn out, Anoop. I want their businesses to be successful, and this is just one part of it.
Thanks, Michelle. Extending that question a little bit, personal pages, we can write stories, right? We can be ourselves. We can say, I did this or I found this. But on a company page, what is the tone? And what type of things should we follow?
Typically, people would say, as a company page, write it, we did this, we did that. So in the third person. And on your personal profile, as you said, it's I did this, I did that. I'm a solopreneur, essentially, and I write content for both. I often get confused and forget, then just write I on my company page. I really don't think that anyone cares, you know, so much. There's probably a few people out there that say, why does Michelle do that? At the same time, sometimes what I'll do is tag myself at the end of the post so that people can see that I wrote it. The tip that I have for you is there's not a lot of difference between a company page post and how you create one on a personal post. The more that you can blur that line so that people can't really, when they're scrolling on their phone, that it catches their attention in the same way, the best performing content, hands down across the board, grab your smartphone, any picture that involves a human face in the workplace behind the scenes, that could be a birthday cake, that could be someone packing an order. That could be a staff highlight of employee of the month. It could be an employee milestone. It can be anything, even selfies work on company pages. The more that you can make it human and fun, the better the content performs.
Thank you, Michelle. All right. Still on the post, personal post versus company post issue. Now, this is an interesting thought experiment that we have done for the past 1 month. If a company has one or two people who can be considered experts, then each person has their own area of expertise. So what has happened is two people in a company have just gone ahead on their personal profile and started talking about their experiences, the problems they solve, the solutions they provide, etc. I linked it back to the company page where the product or the solution is actually being, let's say, highlighted on a daily or weekly basis in various posts as case studies and things like that. And now the experiment is not done yet, but what do you think about that? Using the company page to showcase the solutions and products you provide and the personal page for the stories and examples.
Every business will be different, and I can only talk in a general kind of sense here, but anytime that you've got employees creating personal posts,
I highly encourage that. If you own a business and you have employees that are out there posting content around what you do, you should go and really acknowledge them and appreciate them at the first chance that you get. They're in the, you know, top 1% to 2% of people on LinkedIn that create content. Sharing thought leadership is exactly what you described there. Maybe I can answer it a different way for you, Anup, is that on a company page, my secret sauce for the easiest way to know what kind of content and how often you should post it is something that's called the 3-2-1 strategy. It's really easy to remember, which is why I love it. If you think about a company page and if we add up 3-2-1, it equals 6. For the example that I'm going to use today, imagine we're going to do 6 posts and I'm going to say over 2 weeks. Okay. So you can stretch it. It's not really the point. So if out of those 6 posts, the 3 of those posts are going to be about big picture and thought leadership, exactly what you described. What are the things that are happening in your industry? What things are impacting it? What things are changing? Where has the industry come from? Is there supply issues that you can see that are coming up? So think about big picture that shows your business knows what's going on in the industry and you're adding value by letting potential clients know that this could impact them. Then if we've shared 3 times over the space of the 2 weeks, about the big picture, and we've really shown people that we know our stuff. If you just keep talking about that, people will go to sleep. It will be boring after a while. We're not just on social media to learn stuff. We also want to know what kind of business you have. So 2 posts per fortnight, I call them the feel-good posts. These are the ones that we spoke about before, the behind the scenes, the employee milestones, the celebrations, the how things are made behind the scenes, especially if you're in manufacturing. People on LinkedIn love manufacturing videos. If you're a company that's purpose-driven, imagine you really stand for things for the environment or sustainability. Share about those kind of things as well. Maybe you sponsor a local sporting team or you make a donation to a local charity. That leaves us with 1 post out of 6. And the 1 post out of 6 is where we get to talk about our products and services and how they solve problems for people. Now, this is what I want people to not forget. Now, whilst it's only 1 out of the 6, biggest problem that I have, and I'm guilty of it myself, I have to keep reminding myself, even though I should know better, is that don't forget to promote your products and services. It is not your page followers' job to remember how you solve their problems. It is up to you as the business to keep reminding them, to let them know. You don't know when followers are joining your page. You don't know who the algorithm is showing it to. I want you to make sure that you always pick a product or a service and talk about it in a way that solves the problems and what will happen and what will make my life easier after you solve those problems. What's the transformation?
That's a fantastic formula, 3-2-1. So 2 weeks, 6 posts, 3 about the big picture, 2 posts which will feel good, and 1 post that's about the product and home.
That's right. And if you can't do that much in 2 weeks, then just spread it out, but rotate it in that order. So whatever you can manage over a long term.
Perfect. Talking about pain points and problems, and this is where it gets tricky, right? Personal profile versus company profile. I am the expert. Why should the company take credit for it?
Yeah, I get it. It's a bit of both. If you can look at it and see how does one help the other, because at the end of the day, when someone goes to send you money, they send it to your company. One of the things that falls over with company pages when I work with businesses and they go, Michelle, my employees won't post. That's one of the things that often comes up. And I said, well, have you ever used your company page to help lift them up and highlight that they're superstars in your company? No, we just talk about our products and services. And so what I found is when I worked in sales, the companies that I worked for were just as important as how amazing I think I was. You know, it's just a fact that if we're employees or businesses, owners with employees, they both exist together. So you can't really separate them, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, perfect. Of course. It's a give and take, and you have to give more than you expect.
Yeah, for sure. And also, how can you use one to lift up the other? Because the more that you both rise, if you work for a company that's seen as a rock star company, you become a rock star because you work there. And it works the other way around. How do you both help each other to achieve your personal goals and achieve the business goals? That's where the real magic happens.
Great. Thanks, Michelle. Let's change the topic a little bit. Live events, live broadcasts coming to company pages. What are your thoughts about that? And how can a company use that new feature?
So live events on company pages have been around for a little while now, but it's just the way that you create them is a little bit different. I absolutely love LinkedIn Live. I've been doing them for around 12 months, almost on a weekly basis in different formats. If I'm not doing my own show, I like to guest on other people's shows. Now, here's where they're a little bit different and why I think there's an advantage in running them through your company page instead of your personal profile. Many people think, I've got more followers on my personal profile, I'm just going to do my live over there. The reason that I do it, and you can see an amazing, you know, example, if you go to my company page, Good Trading Co., if you go over, there's a tab called Events. All of my upcoming LinkedIn Lives, which are scheduled out for the next couple of months, are all there for other people to see. If someone searches, they might actually land on this. I've tagged the speakers that are going to be my guests. There are so many different ways that this will show up. Now, on a personal profile, you don't have an events tab. When you create your LinkedIn Live, LinkedIn automatically creates a post for you, and then that disappears down your feed unless you add it into your featured section. The super cool part, which is again another thing that happens on company pages, which isn't available on your personal profile, is after the LinkedIn Live's finished, if you move across onto the videos tab, then you can actually see the full recording. So it's not limited by time. If someone happens to come and be doing a bit of research on Good Trading Co. and they go click across all of those tabs, when they get to the video tab, you'll see the full history of any LinkedIn Live that I've done. And that shows the quality of the guests that I've coming, the topics that I talk about. You can jump on there and watch and see what I sound like. That's something that you can't do on your personal profile. They get lost. So after you go live, what happens is they just drop down. And here's one of my secrets, another reason why I do it this way. I'm able to invite people from my personal connections to attend that event very easily and use some filters to attract the right audience. If you accept that, it's going to show on your personal profile. The thumbnail will show there to say you're attending, for instance, Good for Business show. Someone else might have a look at that and go, oh, what's this thing that Anoops and Sheldon are going to? What's this Good for Business show? If they're both going, maybe I'll go as well. It's a way I get a bigger return on the time that it takes to do the LinkedIn Lives. I can always direct people back there, you know, anytime in the future very easily. I love LinkedIn Lives. I love interacting with the audience. It's a really great way to show your subject matter expertise in your business. It's a great way to be able to help people and actually have conversations that's where people can get involved in the comments and build a community.
Great. What other features are coming up on LinkedIn company page?
Well, one of about 10 of us who are part of what's called the LinkedIn Small Business Advisory Council to the Pages team. And there's a few of us that are currently testing LinkedIn newsletters. But I want people to understand why LinkedIn want company pages to do newsletters. Just because we get a new feature, I want people to understand why you might consider it. So LinkedIn Lives and LinkedIn newsletters for company pages is what the LinkedIn marketing team have told us that there will be a huge focus on these things in 2022. So that's why I'm going pretty hard on these two things. Why long form articles? They take a lot of effort to write. Why do that instead of, say, some shorter posts? Well, LinkedIn commissioned a joint report with another company called the Edelman Report.
which looked into a lot of the B2B buyer behavior and what they were looking for. The general takeaway from this report is B2B buyers, we know that they're doing their research online before they reach out to salespeople. When they're doing their research online, they jump on Google or other platforms and they would type in their question. And the problem is actually happening that they're not finding quality answers. If you Google any question, you pretty much get the same article on everybody's website, which is written from an SEO perspective. The kind that I'm talking about is packed full of keywords. It's very high level, not really anything original. And that's the problem that the B2B buyers are having. How can you stand out in your business? What can make you different is sharing your unique knowledge, your, you know, industry experience going backwards or forwards, and really share it in a way that adds a lot of value to that B2B buyer. Again, our whole aim of doing all of these actions is to ultimately get someone to buy from you and build your business. And so long form in the form of newsletters, we had a comment on his post from the Pages team that said that they're hoping to roll this out by the end of the month, assuming that all the testing and fixing takes place. And then that will apply to any company page that has over 500 followers. I can actually also tell you that articles on company pages perform better than articles on personal profiles. So they have a better reach. And again, I think that's because the LinkedIn team looking for higher quality long form articles that really add value to these B2B buyers.
One feature that I think there's a lot of hype, especially since we are on Clubhouse, is the audio feature. I do know that will come to the personal profile first. But how can companies live?
Yeah, look, you're right. I haven't heard about the social audio for company pages, the timing specifically. I know it's not too far afterwards because I've, you know, seen general articles around it. It's a really great way to have conversations with like-minded or your potential clients. And really, it's a two-way conversation normally that you can start to answer questions quickly. You could go over the best way to use your products and do demonstrations or have conversations around problem solving, town hall type things as it gets rolled out. So I think there'll be a lot of excitement about it.
Oh, we are looking forward to it.
Yeah. Another thing I've heard recently is a facility called verification for company pages, where you can basically ensure that the people who are attached to the company page are actually employees of the company. What can you tell us about that?
So there's two parts to this. I'm just going to talk about it from the company page perspective. So the most recent change to company pages was that you could actually add in a domain name or multiple domain names that tied back to your company. Now, why would you do this? Well, there's another tab on a company page called the My Company tab. It's designed to be a trustworthy internal network where only your company employees can come together, see posts from other colleagues, interact with what's going on with other people, and get to know each other and support each other's posts is essentially it in a high level. Now, what was happening was I could go in and update my personal profile, any company in the world's name, and I could make myself an employee. Then I could go into this My Company tab and see all of the other things that are behind the scenes. Now, of course, if you don't want other people to come and see this, it's meant to be a trusted space, a safe space for just your employees. So LinkedIn introduced the domain name. It means that if you don't have an email address that is supported by that domain name, you can't get into that My Company tab. It needs to get approved. The one thing that I just want to clarify with people, it actually doesn't stop anyone from updating their personal profile with fake work experience. I hope it does that in the future. I think there's the possibility of that happening in the future, and it's a big problem of people like Microsoft, if I'm told, have got 3 times more employees showing on LinkedIn than they do in reality. So it's a huge problem, especially for the big companies, but it won't stop that just yet, but it will stop them getting into the private part called My Company tab. One of the things is, don't forget to have some fun on company pages. It's really important that you enjoy doing it just as much as people enjoy consuming the content. If you want to know what's the best type of content that works on a company page besides those particular styles, LinkedIn have actually said, rotate it through all the different types. If you think about it, it makes sense because we've all got different kinds of people that follow us. So whether it's a video, whether it's a short post, maybe a poll, any of those kind of things, don't be afraid to mix things up because you'll have all kinds of different people and personalities on a company page that will like to consume content in different ways. Some people like memes, some people like short videos, some people like myself, I'm enjoying reading newsletters right now because I find them really valuable when you find the good ones. So yeah, for me personally, that's how I roll with rotating it through different styles. So not just the 3-2-1. If you're going to, you can talk about the big picture, you could show a video, or you could just write a text post, or you could have an image with text. So don't forget to rotate through some of those as well.
Question, Michelle. A while back, there was this facility where you could showcase products. Is that same facility available?
Yes.
I thought it was called Showcase Pages or something of that sort.
Just to really confuse people. So we have what's called our LinkedIn company page, which is like a standard page. Imagine you're a big multinational company that's got multiple brands, Adobe or a Microsoft or people like that. They've got international offices. They've got people with different brands. What actually happens is you can have a company page which represents the company, and then you can use showcase pages which then represent the unique brands that fall within your company. And so the way I describe it to people is, most of us have probably, if you're like me, consumed more Netflix than you care to. If I go onto Netflix and I want to watch a romantic comedy, and when I click on the romantic comedy, it just shows me horror movie options, then I'm on the wrong channel and they're showing me the wrong, information. The same thing can happen on a company page. So if I say, for instance, I'm a company that sells, I'll use the chemicals industry that I came from. We had different departments. We had beauty, we had cleaning, we had food, we had pharmaceutical. There would be ingredients that could be used in each of those. Now, if I'm someone from the beauty industry and I go on to Michelle's ingredient company page and all she keeps talking about is all these cleaning ingredients or these pharmaceutical ingredients, what is this rubbish? And flip the channel, which means unfollow, not interested in your company. But if you set up an individual showcase page for each of those divisions, you could make sure that you invite the right followers, share the right content, and really keep that separated. Now, here's where the problem is. It doesn't work for small businesses because you need to have resources to manage all of that. You're essentially, doubling or quadrupling your workload, which isn't manageable for most businesses. We also have what's called a product page, which is mostly used for companies that have software as a service. So think Canva is probably a good example. I love product pages, and I wrote in Business Gold that I'm hoping that these get rolled out further to more people because they look a lot like our personal profiles. They have featured sections, they have nice about sections, and you can share screenshots and videos around particular products. So I'm hoping it comes into a more wider use because I think that the layout is really good and I can't wait to be able to highlight. For me, it would be different parts of the training that I offer or the services that I offer. But at the moment, it's just for software as a service and software companies. So hopefully that helps, Sheldon.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle.
I think if you have a company page and you're not a part of the page administrators group and the LinkedIn Marketing Solutions product team actually monitor that group, they engage with the questions, they answer our questions, and they help us problem solve some bits. So if you have a question, as a trust administrator or something's not quite working or you don't understand how something works, there's normally someone in there that's willing to share their expertise to help you out. We've seen so many new features come last year. And if you want to know why I kept talking about company pages so much, it was the salesperson in me that noticed at the start of last year that LinkedIn kept reporting that they'd had the biggest ever revenue periods for their marketing solutions team. So the paid advertising that you can do on LinkedIn. And it kept climbing. And I was like, you need a company page to run those ads. There's nearly 60 million company pages on LinkedIn these days, and they keep growing. They're making a lot of profit off ads, and therefore you need a company page. So they're making them more user-friendly, more attractive. I feel that in the last 2 years, because of COVID and the world changing, that they've certainly got a lot of love in company pages that and they're just starting to shine. I think we've got a little way to go yet, but we're certainly seeing lots more features that make them, you know, more user-friendly. And I have every confidence that the Pages team will keep doing that.
Now, my business is, although we call ourselves a marketing agency, we are more focused on B2B businesses, B2B services, and getting them to position themselves correct, figuring out how to talk to the market. LinkedIn is part of the entire mix of the effort we put in. One of the things I've seen businesses comment again and again, this is the template to be used. These are our brand color. This is the logo. And they are so adamant about using a certain style of posts and carousels and images. I think it comes from Instagram, where people keep saying that, consistent branding. And they want to bring it to LinkedIn pages. Is it necessary based on what you have discussed so far? It doesn't seem to.
I would say run the other way. This is where the trick comes in with company pages. So company pages have three masters. So historically, the HR, human resources team, would have probably managed the company page and been all about trying to attract talent when LinkedIn was more heavily focused on job search and that side of things. And then along came the marketing team and they were like, oh, what's going on over here? Maybe we should take control of this. And that's where you see a lot of the heavily branded lead generation type styles. And then along came the sales team and said, hey, social selling's a thing. We should have some input. And there can be often conflicting things that they're trying to achieve. So marketing have a particular outcome and then everyone else has their own outcomes as well. In my experience, I think it's important that you can use, for instance, for my posts, I will use my colors as text or something like that if I've got images very subtly, as opposed to like full branded with full logos, all the same. Boring is boring. Like no one, and what I said earlier is, when you do it like that, it ends up looking a lot like an ad. And when it looks like an ad, we just go flying on past and scrolling. We have to be mindful that for some businesses, their brand is very important. And again, it might just come down to the frequency that they do things. I think when people create content and they post it across all the platforms, the same graphic, or the same content, and that could be because they use the scheduler or something to that effect. What works on Instagram doesn't work on a company page, and what works on a company page doesn't probably work on Instagram. There could just be even just the number of hashtags you use on each is different. Where I can encourage people, as I said, the less polished, the more personal, the more the style that you would use on your personal profile, so that when I'm scrolling at speed, if I'm not even paying attention, and I'm scrolling that quickly because I'm, you know, probably doing two other things at the same time, I want someone to scroll and just see what it is and blend into the other personal posts so that those people who go, oh, it's a company page, I don't read company pages, I don't see them, then for me personally, it's just another thing that I try. Does the world end if your client is going to say, we must do it this way? Then that's just the boundaries that we need to play in. But for me personally, the only things that I do, which are my form of branding, is on my LinkedIn Lives. I use the same LinkedIn banner because I have a weekly show. I want people to recognize that invitation when it shows up and stands out a little bit. But mostly that's based on my colors as opposed to too much other stuff.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Now I'll clip that recording and go to my customers.
Say, Michelle said, it's just the balance between what are the corporate goals and the business goals, and something we probably skipped over at the beginning. Start with the business goals, then work out the strategy for your content marketing that drives you towards those goals. Instead of it's just another thing that wastes time, it should be helping you achieve those business goals.
Thank you, Michelle.
No problems. Like I said, appreciate this. It's my favorite topic. It's something that you'll see more of over the next 12 months.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
I don't want you to just listen to this episode. I want you to take action to grow your business. So let's connect on LinkedIn and continue the conversation over there. Find me at Michelle J. Raymond, and my company page is Good Trading Co. Cheers.